You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday heading into the week. Looking forward to that. Cowboys move up to number 17, I think it was, something like that. 12, that's right. They went from 19 to 12, that's right. So they're moving up, if you want to count the new four schools into the Big 12 that will soon be here. Cincinnati's moved up to number 5, I believe. I don't have it right in front of me. I'll pull that out. But and then BYU, of course, in the top 10 as well. So those three pretty good teams there. The funny thing is, if BYU and Cincinnati, and I got asked this the other day on the tailgate show. And by the way, if you haven't been listening to the tailgate show, we're having a lot of fun. 2 hours prior to every game, right up until kickoff, over at Pickleman's on the Strip. Great food, great football fun. We've been having some great guests, both, you know, Oklahoma State folks, but the other folks too, and we'll do that. Oh, here in a couple weeks for homecoming as well. Looking forward to that. And, of course, our great sponsors. But, yeah, if you were listening the other day, we were talking about that. What would happen, just for fun, if Cincinnati and BYU finished the regular season undefeated? And, of course, BYU is independent, so they won't have that 13th data point that they always talk about, which was only important until the Big 12 got a data point. Isn't that right, Bill? Isn't that how that worked? Didn't help, you know, that was what they had to give to kind of hose BYU and TCU a few years back. Oh, well, you guys, you know, if you played in the Big 12 tournament, if you had one, the winner of that would definitely have gotten in with that 13th data point. Well, yeah, then you get one, and then it ends up hurting you sometimes. But and the Pac-12's basically out. You saw Oregon got beat. Not a surprise. That is a weak, weak conference. The ACC doesn't look like they're going to put anybody in right now either. And you take those two conferences out of the mix, now you got three Power Five. I think you're going to get pretty much Georgia, Alabama out of the SEC. If Oklahoma wins out, they would be in. And probably, I mean, if it works out in the Big Ten, the winner of the two divisions, I guess, Iowa and you know, the Penn State winner would get in. Now you got to argue who else. I mean, you only get four spots. This would have been a great year for more, as would any year. And I don't know if we're going to get 12, but we'll see. But BYU and Cincinnati, if they both won out, you say, well, Cincinnati's ahead right now, and Cincinnati's going to get that 13th data point. But guess what? BYU's got a ridiculous schedule. Since they're independent, they're not just playing, you know, Mountain West teams the rest of the way. They've already beaten four Power Five teams, including three from the South in the Pac-12. So, you know, BYU might pass up some people if they continue to win. It's going to be tough for them to do. They won't be favored in every game. Cincinnati, on the other hand, will be favored in every game. They'll be favored to go 13-0, and right now they're right within striking distance. So, yeah, it will be interesting. If Cincinnati goes undefeated, I'm telling you right now, Bearcats are in. If Cincinnati goes 13-0, you heard it here first, if you hadn't figured it out for yourself already, Cincinnati goes 13-0, they are in. And they're already right there. So, and you know, somebody's going to lose. Alabama and Georgia are eventually going to lose because they would eventually play each other in the SEC final for that 13th game. The loser of that probably still gets in and gets the three seed. The winner would get the one seed. The two seed would likely, I don't know. As an OSU guy, I don't want to say Oklahoma's just going to win this thing out because they still don't look great. I know the Heisman pundit people over at OU are pushing the press early trying to get Spencer Rattler the Heisman. No. That's already lost. I don't know who's going to win it, but it's going to be Spencer Rattler, and his personality does not help him at all. People, you think just about every Heisman voter has seen QB1 from 2 or 3 years ago, 4 years ago? I know he was in high school, but you know what? He still has a lot of those non-redeeming qualities. And hey, you got two guys who are fairly equal. Are you going to have one who yells at his teammates and calls them names and stuff? Are you going to have one that, you know, like a quarterback's supposed to do? You're supposed to pump up your teammates. You're supposed to make them a team. You want your offensive lineman to love you and want to block for you. But got a lot to talk about. We'll have Scott Swiden on here in just a little bit, my go-to guy. We kind of just want to talk about the lay of the land, and we'll get Scott on from West Texas here in just a moment. But first, we'll hear from all of our great sponsors and let you know you need to, when you see them, hey, tell them you appreciate them sponsoring the Swaim Show. I know I do. I know my family does. We'll take a time out. We'll be back after this.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Chicken and Pickle is the place to be, with fun and friendly competition on the pickleball courts and delicious locally sourced menu items. Located at the Half off Oklahoma City's Broadway extension, Chicken and Pickle's a unique indoor-outdoor entertainment complex with a chef-driven menu and sports bar. There's pickleball courts, a variety of yard games, also junior clinics and camps, and live music. Happy hour specials and kids' meals starting at just $5. At 82nd and North Oklahoma Avenue, just off the Broadway extension in OKC, it's Chicken and Pickle, good food, good friends, and great fun.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. EBB or text internet to 22777.
Hey sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Attention shoe lovers, Shoe Sensation is open in Stillwater, where you can find great deals on shoes for your entire family. Shop brands like Hey Dude, Crocs, Adidas, Under Armour, Converse, Skechers, Vans, and more. Plus, you'll find an expanded selection of kids' shoes, athletics, boots, and wide widths. Find your next favorite pair of shoes at Shoe Sensation. Visit them today at the Bradford Plaza in Stillwater.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. And your National Weather Service forecast, tonight clear, overnight 52. Sunny, north winds and 82 Monday. Monday night clear and 52. Tuesday sunny, north winds 78. Tuesday night clear 52. Wednesday sunny with a high of 78.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome back. And as promised, Scott Swiden joins us out in West Texas. Scott, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you, sir. What's going on today?
Well, were you up for the game and didn't even call me?
I was up for the game. Yeah, I've been up for the last two games. I just kind of on a whim last minute said I'm coming up and going to the game.
Well, dude,
been some fun football too.
Oh yeah, well, winning's always fun. You need to come by Pickleman's 2 hours prior to game time till up until game time and hang out with us, and I didn't even know you were in town. I thought, you know, now that he's in West Texas coaching, that, you know, he might not make it up so much, but you have, so good deal, good deal. Let's
well,
talk.
I even went to Boise.
Wow, Scott, world traveler. How was Boise?
Well, you know, 2 years ago I went to Corvallis, and I said, you know, I'm going to start going to some of these road trip places I've never been before, and at that time I said, I got to find a way to go to Boise, so I did.
Well, and I'm hoping Boise might be part of the Big 12 here in a couple of years, working on that right
now. Wouldn't bother me. It was a nice place to visit.
You know what's interesting about them? Two things came out of that, not really football related, but one is their fans who, you know, because we've been talking about Boise possibly joining the Big 12, getting a lot of Twitter followers from Boise, and they said, you know what, your fans were really nice. Like, I don't know. They really were.
We got stopped probably every 100 feet around the stadium, you know, thanks for coming, hope you have a great time, and it's just really been a good trip.
Well, not only that, you know, Mike Gundy got a lot of credit, I guess, for having the team clean up the locker room and leaving it better than when they got there, which, you know, I think he's always done that. It just kind of got to the media there, because maybe every coach doesn't do that. I just thought they did.
Yeah, I've seen a lot more stories about that lately at various teams. It started with Army. I think it showed somewhere, maybe it was Norman, but they've had some really good stories come out like that. So it's a good thing. As a coach, you always want to leave a place in good standing in case you have to come back there sometime.
So many things have happened since we had you on last, and we'll just get to them because I've got you for a while here. And I just want to pick your brain a little bit. First, NIL, what are your thoughts on NIL?
You know, I got to tell you, I think it's the biggest can of worms that's ever been opened up, and it scares me a little bit. I don't think they're going to be able to control it, to be honest with you, and it's only going to make the rich get richer. That's what scares me the most.
Exactly. Yeah, because they've been doing it for 100 years. Now it's just legal and out in the open.
If you're a prospect and you see these, you know, the kids right now at Alabama and even OU and some of the bigger schools that already have all the riches, and their kids are already getting these million-dollar deals, that's going to be hard to compete with in recruiting. And I don't know that it's going to be like the end-all, be-all, but it's going to be a problem, I can promise you.
Yeah, I think so. And the NCAA just, you know, is totally, they got a Frady hole somewhere they're hiding out in. They just don't want any
powerless.
Part of it.
Yeah, they're powerless in this
toothless
deal.
Toothless and powerless.
Because the states have come along and pretty much taken this deal over. I just don't know that the NCAA can do anything about it.
Well, and you know, that brings us to the other point with this conference realignment stuff. Who's going to be, you know, who's going to run the show? Are we going to have a show? Are we going to have multiple shows? Is it going to be like the NFC and the AFC? Are we going to have multiple conferences? You know, we've already had this so-called alliance with the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC. Are they going to have, you know, the American Conference and the Big 12 and the SEC going to have the, you know, National Conference or something like that? And then who's going to be the conference commissioner? You know, so much going on that's still so out there. And then you throw in COVID and you throw in, gosh, the portal. Oh, my gosh. And you probably have to deal with the portal a little bit, don't you?
No. I'm not doing any college stuff, so no, not at all.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just doing high school.
Gotcha. Well, I didn't know if you had dealt with anybody in the portal, because I know when you were helping us do the scouting stuff, people would always contact you, you know, what they're doing and stuff. I'm getting these direct messages on Twitter going, oh, Mr. Flam, I'm going into the portal. You know, like I can do anything about it.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really seen or heard much of anything like that. You know, I see a lot of it going on, but I don't have any contact with it. I think that's, you know, that was kind of the first can of worms that opened up that they really couldn't control much. And I guess it's just, you know, you look at Clemson, if you're not going to participate, you're going to get burned. And everybody else has kind of participated and been pretty successful with it. So it seems it's something that's here to stay. I don't think it's going to go away. So you might as well adapt.
Yeah, I you know, you're going to have to adapt if that's what's going on. I mean, you have to adapt for everything that happens to you in life. You got to do it in college sports, I guess. Well, you've been watching the Cowboys, obviously. Apparently some in person that I didn't even know about until just now. But what do you think? I get the feeling that Mike, once he gets a lead, he just kind of I think he thinks his defense is pretty darn good, first of all.
Well, I think that's part of it, but I really think that it's just Casey Dunn still learning how to call plays for a whole game, because he just seems to be erratic with his concepts. You know, they do really well for a while, and then they get into a spot where, well, gosh, that was kind of weird. There are plays that are called that are just kind of off of the wall, make you scratch your head like, what are you doing? And I think it's a learning process. You know, the ones in the past that you think about and you hear about a lot, we used to hear about how good North Turner was calling a game, or Ernie Zampezi, some of the guys that Dallas had, they were just so natural, and they just automatically thought three plays. Todd Monken was one of the best play callers ever. He still is.
And Georgia
was like that, too.
Yeah, I don't know, Scott. I just, you know, I think part of it might have to do with we've got a quarterback that sometimes throws the other team.
Well, listen, it is what it is. The guy is going to make a lot of plays, and he's going to screw up on a lot of plays. But you kind of live with it because he has some ability that you can't coach. I know a friend of mine who actually does Southeastern football on the radio, but he also does a lot of high school games down in South Oklahoma and North Texas. And he told me, he said, when I saw that kid play, I thought he was the best high school quarterback I have ever seen in my life. And he said he made plays that you were just unthinkable. So sometimes you've got a guy like that just makes plays. You have to just turn him loose and let him do things. Spencer's just got to learn how to take what's available instead of trying to force things. But that's true with a lot of people. There, you know, the guy down south is having problems with that right now too.
Well, he can't run.
Win games with his arm.
He has no escapability factor that the last three or four quarterbacks they had did. And somebody obviously missed that. You know, a lot of people missed it. And that's why scouting sometimes, especially in football, you know. Basketball, it's a lot easier because you and I get to go watch like a small forward go against a small forward, and they're both fairly known quantities. You don't get to see offensive linemen go against offensive linemen, even on 7-on-7.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, these guys, when they can make plays, I think Sanders has an innate ability to make things happen as long as he understands that there's still some limitations. You know, in high school, he was just so much better than everybody else. That he could get away with more things that he can't get away with now. He's learning. You know, the couple throws last night, you know, one goes off receiver's hands. That was on the receiver. There was only one really bad throw where he kind of put himself in a bad position and thought he'd win it with his arm. And that you can't do. You just can't put yourself in positions like that. But other than that, he made enough plays. But here's the thing, too. You've got to put him in a position to use his skill. How many times have we run the option this year?
Yeah.
Three times, and it was all last night. Why did it wait that long? I was begging for zone read keeps or option plays up at Boise that would have saved, that game a lot earlier. If he'd have kept the ball 30 times, he'd have still been running.
Well, and of course, Scott hadn't taken us this long to figure out. I mean, a couple weeks ago we found out we had a running back, and then we got our wide receiver back, and he's good, obviously, maybe even better than we thought. So has it taken a while to kind of figure out everything and mesh, and then maybe one of these days we're just going to start scoring 50 again?
I don't think there's any doubt. And the offensive line is now finally stable. And plus they've got two tackles now that they're starting to work in Hunter Anthony and Etienne that they want to get in there, but they've been hesitant because they aren't as experienced as the other guys, but they're a lot bigger and a lot more physical. You look at Etienne, that's what, 6'8" and about 360. And, if you can teach him just to move forward, nobody going to get around him. So, They've got some weapons now. As long as they keep the injury bug away, they're just going to keep getting better.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, one thing I brought up the other day with one of our guests at Pickleman's for our pregame show, we were talking about students. You know, at OU last week, they want to blame it all on the students for getting on Spencer Rattler. But here, it's more maybe the students don't understand where we've been historically. And so they're like, well, Mike Gundy, he's taking us as far as he can take. We need to go get somebody else. I couldn't disagree more. And I have some friends, who are older that actually believe that too. And I'm like, let's look at what happened at OU, when Switzer retired and they get one of their own. He goes 9-2 a couple times. They get rid of him. They get Boo Blake, who takes them even worse. And then they go bottom barrel. 1 year is all it took was
Schnellenberger.
Schnellenberger. But same thing happened in Texas A&M. It's happened at USC. It's happened at other places.
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing. I don't think people pay attention to that because, you got a guy who's been around this university forever, loves this university, his family loves this university. I think Gundy's fine. I'm not going to argue with anybody if you have a valid point, but just because he's taken us far enough is not a good valid point.
Well, be careful what you wish for. The people that wanted Tom Holliday out and they brought Anderson in and basically had 1 year that was worth a flip, and the rest of the time they were trying to get rid of him.
I rarely have seen anybody with a long winning record that when you get rid of them, that next step is a good one.
Yeah, they always say you don't want to be the person that follows the legend, and that's generally true because there's just too much to live up to right away. Unless you're just loaded with talent and it's somebody, like an OU's case where you just decide, well, I'm just going to retire, but the cupboard is not bare. That's the thing.
We were talking about this the other day because now the Dallas Cowboys have it going on, they probably aren't going to get a new coach, but when there was talk early that maybe they would, it's pretty well known that Jerry Jones is a huge fan of the current coach in Norman, Riley.
Well, yeah, everybody is.
Yeah, and they're seeing now what's going on with a failure at Texas Tech, what he's doing over at Arizona. Aren't they 4-0 right now? I mean, kind of, let's go get the hot young offensive mind. And I think Lincoln Riley probably is the best one out there. So I, as an OSU guy, I'm going to go, yeah, go get him. We'd love that. But and maybe he wants to get out too before they get into the SEC and those offenses are even harder to run. But
you just never know.
You don't. But now I don't think that's going to happen. But that being said, don't ever try to tick off your coach when he's winning. Gundy's going to have his 16th winning season in a row. There's only like two or three schools that can say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Well, there's a lot of.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a big Gundy fan. I'm not a huge. He's always been really good to me. you know, comes plays in my tournaments. Heck, even if his kid plays the last game when all of our refs and staff are taking up seats and putting them up, he does it too while he's talking to them. I mean, he just, you know, a regular guy. So I've always, you know, I always liked Mike Gundy as a quarterback, as an assistant coach, as a head coach. But I think the students sometimes just don't, they don't remember the 0-10-1 seasons and stuff like that.
No, no, we do.
Sadly, we do.
Yeah.
Sadly, we do. Okay, let's switch gears for a little bit. I want to talk to you about basketball because,
All right, man. Have you got a break coming your way?
Yeah, you need a break real quick? Let's take a break.
Yeah, take a break real quick. Let me do something. I'll stay on the line. We'll get a break here
from our great sponsor. We'll come back here on the Greg Swaim Show, and we'll talk with Scott Sliden after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swaim rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Chicken and Pickle is the place to be, with fun and friendly competition on the pickleball courts and delicious locally sourced menu items. Located at the Half off Oklahoma City's Broadway Extension, Chicken and Pickle's a unique indoor-outdoor entertainment complex with a chef-driven menu and sports bar. There's pickleball courts, a variety of yard games, also junior clinics and camps, and live music. Happy hour specials and kids' meals starting at just $5. At 82nd and North Oklahoma Avenue, just off the Broadway Extension in OKC, it's Chicken and Pickle, good food, good friends, and great fun.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. EBB or text internet to 22777.
The best deals in Stillwater are coming to your favorite radio stations. Stillwater Radio is proud to present the Half Price Store, featuring your favorite places in and around Stillwater.
Our current deal is Bodung's Barbecue at 607 West 6th Street in Stillwater. For $25, you can get two $25 gift certificates to Bodung's Barbecue at 607 West 6th Street in Stillwater.
Visit StillwaterRadio.net and click Half Price Deals for all of the details. Money.
Honey Bunch. Yeah, I have to leave that part on. That's good stuff. They just, you know, do I sound like my, you know, like one of old whippersnappers, get out of my yard kind of thing? But I feel sorry for kids nowadays. You don't have music. I'm sorry. You got noise. And yeah, I'm one of those old guys now. I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say that back in the day, Scott. But we had some good music when we were little kids, even like that. I mean,
absolutely.
Some good stuff. Hey, let's talk a little bit about basketball, because what Mike has done, I don't think even the most ardent of Oklahoma State fans could have anticipated how good this guy was. That we had, you know, just he was one of our assistant coaches. He wasn't even one of the top assistant coaches. And because, you know, with, you know, Brad leaving and all that, and Mike Holder had to make a quick decision. He did. And got this one for the right amount of money, although that's going to change pretty soon, I got a feeling. This guy is, I mean, you remember, even as good of a coach as Eddie Sutton was and all the winning he did, he didn't get 4 stars and 5 stars very often. And if he did, it was usually on the rebound. Of course, these are kind of on the rebound, too, because these guys are all in the portal. But, man, you talk about the portal, this guy knows how to run the portal now.
Well, you know, I didn't know anything about him prior to him getting the job, but you know me. I trusted Holder enough to know that what he did would be the right move. You know, as we talked about before, the Travis Ford 10-year deal was a knee-jerk reaction that Holder thought was necessary at the time, because of the Kentucky situation, and he just didn't want to go through another coach.
He didn't understand it. Kentucky was
the wrong decision.
Him. Yeah.
Well, it was the wrong decision, but with the information he had at the time, it was pretty much all he could do from a business standpoint. But we're past that. This guy was not just a home run, he was a grand slam.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I heard him talk, I could tell. And that's what, you know, clued me in, and then when I got to visit with him in person one time, I knew he was the real deal. He's legitimate, he's sincere, he wants to be there, and he knows how to recruit, but he also knows how to coach. Now, he'll make some blunders occasionally, but everybody does that. I mean, coaching is something that you learn over a period of time, and it's a gut thing. You know, as well prepared as you can be, you still coach on your gut feelings, and takes a lot of experience to be able to have to be able to draw on that type of thing. So he'll get there, but I fully expect that. Of course, the league is once again going to be ridiculously good, but I fully expect that this team will be in the mix for a top 3 seed at the very least come tournament time. Well, I don't think there's any doubt.
I went through the other day on our Twitter account, and we were, you know, trying to figure out where everybody was going to be in the Big 12 this year, and I think Oklahoma's going to be near the bottom. I mean, he inherited basically nothing.
Right.
TCU.
Well, they barely had enough kids to play.
Yeah. They're gonna struggle, but he'll get it going. He's a heck of a coach. It's just not going to happen this year. And Oklahoma State's going to be really, really good this year. So that sweep may happen again. Who knows? TCU will be bad. Iowa State, not very good. Texas Tech got some late guys on the portal, so they may be around middle of the pack. But, you know, you got Kansas. You got the returning national champs. Third would be really, really good in this conference.
Well, right, but I'm talking about when it comes to the seeding time.
I meant that. But
I think they'll be a top, top 12 team, where they may get a 3 seed somewhere, maybe even a 2. And who knows, depending on how the season goes, if they improve and gel and can stay healthy and don't have any issues, they could be even better than that. They've got the talent for it, for sure.
Well, we had Andre Williams on the pregame show the other day, and, of course, you know, one of the great shot blockers in OSU history, and he said they got two guys that are really, really good at shot blocking.
Well, I'm really curious to see how much physical maturity the Musa kid has now after a year of playing pretty good ball at Memphis, but you know, now gaining some maturation. And he's probably not spent as much time with Rob Glass, but yet he's probably spent some, because Rob will go and he'll work with basketball guys too. And if you get that guy's body stronger, just from his measurables, he could be unbelievable.
Oh, they got four guys that are coming in brand new that may all be in the league here in a year or two. And yeah, the thing that's real interesting about that, you know, we lose our best player, the nation's best player, the number one draft pick, but got a lot of what came back, coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. You think of how many games. I think he missed five games last year because of COVID and or injury. And we won four of those games, and three of those were on the road. So it's not like, you know, the surrounding cast was bad. Some of that surrounding cast that was starting ain't going to be starting this year. They got really good players coming in.
Yeah, the depth is good. The athleticism is off the charts. It allows Coach Boynton to be more aggressive defensively and to push the tempo more. You get these guys out in the open court, and we saw what Anderson could do in the open court and creating shots. Bryce Thompson has that same ability coming in, you know, from KU, and he'll certainly take another step this year just because they'll have more confidence and feel more comfortable. I'm sure of it. And then, you know, what's the kid, the transfer from Ole Miss that was so good last year that was in and out of the lineup with injuries and stuff?
I'm driving 14. Football.
He has games that are unreal. And then you got the OSU version of the microwave in the PC West kid.
Rondell Walker, he's really good.
Walker, gee-miny, Christmas.
He surprised me.
He is like lightning in a bottle.
You know, I love that kid at AAU ball, and I'm like, I think he'll be a good player maybe 2-3 years down the road. I mean, with the talent he had on that team and was able to come out and play right away so well, I was shocked.
And I'm going to tell you something. He knows how to play hard because he played for Lenny Bird at PC
West,
and Lenny coaches hard. So that I knew he would be a good add with the talent he had. But they just have a lineup that's just up and down. I mean, where do you find flaws? They've got guys that can shoot the ball. They've got guys that can attack the rim. They've now got some rim protectors. This is just going to be probably better than last year, maybe by a significant amount.
I'm going to say this is going to be the most talented, not necessarily the best team. We'll see how that happens, how that shakes out. But this will be the most talented team Oklahoma State has ever had.
That may very well be true, and it's certainly since 2005.
Well, yeah, and you're talking about the Final Four team, but there are going to be more of these guys playing the NBA. I mean, as far as talent.
I agreed, but that team had a lot of talent, though, with the Graham.
Yeah.
The Graham twins back then were off the charts. And nobody knew it at the time. Because
and Daniel Bobick. I mean, you know, who knew Daniel Bobick? You know, a Mormon kid from California that knew Bob Gottlieb, and that connection helped Oklahoma State get him. And not only was he a terrific player and a great guy, but his wife and his sister-in-law were hilarious in the state.
Oh, yeah. They were the fans of the NCAA tournament.
Oh gosh, they got a lot of pubs selling those shirts. It's good. Real women wear orange and that kind of stuff. Those were good. We even had them on my show one time just to promote it. I said, if I can get a free shirt for my wife, I'll get you on. So they thought that was good.
Well, this will be a really good year. OSU fans won't have any breaks from success. I'll promise you, because
there aren't any bad teams.
You get through basketball and. No, and baseball is going to be really good. Softball is going to be even maybe better than they were last year, which is hard to believe.
He's got a big-time pitcher transfer in. That helps.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going to be a banner year for Oklahoma State. And you know, going back to football for a second, this sets up, you know, Texas is playing pretty well, but you know Texas is going to throw a fit because Oklahoma State's going to have an off week when they have to go get beat up against OU, and we're going to come off fresh with, you know, probably getting some guys back that could really help. especially Desmond Jackson. This Oklahoma State has a chance to really put some heat on OU in football this year, and you know, as we said, basketball, they should challenge for a conference title and certainly get in the tournament. And of course, you know, the only cloud is that weird NCAA still not ruling on the
That's
appeal.
Not that, you know what,
that's a weird thing.
I'm not going to tell you I talked about, but you'll know 5 seconds after what I tell you. I talked to a big time Division I coach who said very little, if anything's going to happen to any basketball. Yeah. He only knew basketball, but he said it's basically been said off the record that we're going to kind of let some of this die. We might give you a little slap as far as a couple of scholarships here and there, but they're not. The last thing the NCAA wants to do right now, their main source of income, is that NCAA tournament. They don't want to take good teams out of that, particularly Blue Bloods.
Right, right. Well, it could be a banner year for Oklahoma State. And oh, by the way, you know, you've got spring sports just overall have been so good. And I have a feeling that you're going to see both tennis teams remain in the top 25 as well.
Well, so facilities.
It's going to be a great year.
Facilities in every program are outstanding. I mean, the one program that's probably in a little bit of a rebuilding mode would be soccer, and they've had a lot of injuries and whatnot. I mean, you know, Bill Van Ness sitting right here with me, he does the soccer. Matter of fact, you won't even be here next week because he's traveling with the team to Lubbock out kind of your way. But
I'm actually in Lubbock right now.
Are you? Okay. Well,
I'm on Marsha Sharp Freeway. Yeah.
Find a good restaurant. You and Bill have to go.
I'm actually sitting in front of one, and I'm sure you could take two guesses and know which one it probably is.
It's not the one I did. It's not the Sports Bar and Grill that I did my show at our pregame show on a Friday night. Oh, the year Oklahoma State was really, really 2011, probably.
No, this one hasn't been in Lubbock that long, but it's one that. Myself and one of our other colleagues frequent rather often in Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Anyway.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill knows.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, there was
good
an old stuff. TV show, an old TV show by that name many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know everybody else is scrambling, Googling, stuff like this.
Yeah, tell Bill to holler at me. I may run up here and visit with him now.
I'll give him your number when he's down there. And
All right.
He'll get you a ticket to the soccer match or something like that.
All right.
Yeah, and that's the only program right now, and they've been great. I mean, you know.
They've been fantastic.
But had some injuries and some issues this year that they're just not getting back into the flow of things, but football, basketball, women's basketball, both tennis, baseball. I mean, it's just
cross country.
It's all good.
Track, equestrian,
and that's due in large. I'll give you know. I haven't always been great with Mike Holder. I'm not going to lie to anybody, but because you know, if I have an opinion, I'm going to give it, and some people don't like that. But you know, I got to give it up to him, man. Those facilities are a huge chunk of the reason. We're winning in everything. We're just, you know, it's like
history. History will show that the Mike Holder, Burns Hargis era will, I don't think, and without any question, will be the greatest era of Oklahoma State education and sports, without question.
Well, I'd agree with that, and what they're doing in education, you know, the new buildings and whatnot as well, attracting a lot of really, really top-notch students, not only from the country but from around the world. And it is impressive what they're doing. Hey, Scott, I know you got to run here in a little bit, so just a few more things. Really, really wanted on the football thing back to it real quick with the portal and, you know, the COVID and all the things that have been happening. And even last year, you know, a little over a year ago, Mike got in a little national trouble. I thought it was overblown with a T-shirt he put on in the dark going hunting that morning or fishing or whatever it was. That got blown way out of proportion, but it died pretty quick as well. And I noticed last night they were talking about how Mike has a different relationship with the kids on the team now. So maybe it turned out to be a good thing.
It was a blessing in disguise, and I think it's galvanized this team even more. And one thing that they mentioned last night that I think is really important is You know, they had not only the 2011 team, but they had a football reunion in general this weekend.
Yeah, Barry Sanders was there.
And they, Friday night, my Andrews OSU guy, Pete Francis, who played with Walt Garrison back in the late 60s, he was up for it, and he said it was a great dinner. The legacy, the pictures that you saw with, you know, Tay Martin meeting Hartley Dykes and Justin Blackmon, and he was just in awe. And Jalen Warren wanting Sanders autographed.
Did you hear what Gundy said about Warren when he met Barry? Yeah. Like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, this is now these kids now. There's a legacy that they can go back to that was never there before.
And that's why
Gundy's
Scott, that's why I get a little upset when people just frivolously say, let's get rid of Gundy. You know, he hasn't done anything. Like, won 15 straight winning seasons. You just go back in any program and find out when that's happened.
Well, you know, we're like one of three teams in the last 15 years that we're in the top three in win percentage in Division I football.
Yeah, and Oklahoma State's one.
So, that's scary. So, you know, there are things that have happened that obviously never happened before. And one of those is the fact that Oklahoma State's been in black ink for the last 12, 15 years as well.
That's a great point.
So,
by the way, I haven't mentioned this on the air. I know we said it on our Twitter account, and the collective Sooner fans lost their freaking minds. Do you know how much OU is in the hole right now? This is before they pay off the $80 million. $208 million.
I had heard something about that,
$208 million, they are in debt. And that's not even, which may have a big part to do with this SEC move, but it's going to cost them money to move. So where are they going to get this money?
Well, it is, but they'll be able to compete. Here's what cracks me up about that whole situation. Texas has now assured themselves that they will not make the college playoff within the next 25 years.
Neither will their Aggie buddies.
Well, true enough, but they weren't making the same kind of money. Texas makes more money than God, okay? They lead the country in revenue. What good was another $15 million a year? What are they going to do with it?
Did you see
they've assured themselves that they will not ever get in the playoff.
Scott, did you see the state legislature grill their AD? It's like, where do you rank? There's a lady, I'm going to guess she's a TCU grad because of her question. She said, hey, where do you rank? You know, how much money do you make a year? Where do you rank nationally? He goes, well, you know, that's probably number one. She goes, so your fans weren't tired enough of being 2-7 the last 9 years against TCU, so now they're going to be okay with it at Alabama? You know, A&M, That ought to be an eye opener, especially to Texas, because one of the reasons they're doing this is because of the recruiting. Because A&M's had some great recruiting classes, but guess what? It doesn't matter. You're still playing Alabama.
Yeah, right. Well, like I said, for at least the next 25 years, Texas has assured themselves they will not make the college football playoff. That's a guarantee.
I would agree.
Had they stayed in the Big 12 and let OU moved on, they would have had a chance.
Yeah, well, and Texas was the one who initiated this whole thing. I'll give my Sooner buddies a break there. They didn't start this stuff, but you got Alabama and Georgia, as Bill mentioned. I mean, you're not going to beat those guys this year.
And Florida and LSU and, you know, and Auburn. I mean,
and now Mississippi State and Arkansas.
They're going to be 6th or 7th in the pecking order.
I got to love that Mississippi State beat them because I love Leach. I like the guy. He's crazy. You know, he's out there. You never know what he's going to say. The pirate. Got to love it.
Right.
Scott, I know you got to run, my friend. I really appreciate your joining us today. We had a...
always a pleasure, sir. And next time I'm up, I will try and make time to stop by.
Please. You haven't even seen my house since we moved here. So, all right, buddy. Good talking to you. Scott Swiden, always great talking to him. All right. Good talking to you, buddy. I know a lot of folks out there always like to listen to Scott because they know him and... You know, Scott and, I'm trying to think, Wade and Dave Garrett and all the guys we ran around with back in college back in the day. And
Surprise, we're not in jail, but we're not. We're going to take a final break, come back and wrap up the show. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. EBB or text internet to 22777.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Chicken and Pickle is the place to be, with fun and friendly competition on the pickleball courts and delicious locally sourced menu items. Located at the Half off Oklahoma City's Broadway Extension, Chicken and Pickle's a unique indoor-outdoor entertainment complex with a chef-driven menu and sports bar. There's pickleball courts, a variety of yard games, also junior clinics and camps, and live music. Happy hour specials and kids' meals starting at just $5. At 82nd and North Oklahoma Avenue, just off the Broadway Extension in OKC, it's Chicken and Pickle, good food, good friends, and great fun.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
You should do Eskimo Joe's 34th annual Juke Joint Jog on October 9th. There's a 1 mile or 5K, and they're both for walkers, runners, racers, and joggers, even woggers. Everyone who enters gets a really cool Eskimo Joe special edition shirt, plus all 5K participants get a matching finisher's medal. And there are awards, too. Best of all, the proceeds stay local and benefit the United Way of Payne County. It's Eskimo Joe's 34th annual Juke Joint Jog, October 9th. It's for everyone. Get details and sign up at EskimoJoes.com. You can do it.
Oh, man, we ought to tape some of the stuff we talk about during the breaks. Wish you could join us. That was...
That was funny. One of these days I'll clean it up and share a little bit. But hey, I want to thank Scott Swiden, of course, for joining us. Always good talking to him. And I'll make sure to pass his number over to Bill. So, you know, in case you want to go get something to eat with a guy who will talk the entire time you're eating, that's for sure. But that's okay because Bill does too. So they might not get a word in edgewise. Be a lot of fun. Of course, you can hear Bill tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. On the Game with Rex Holt, and that's a great show. And you can call in on that one. We're talking about doing some call-in stuff a little bit later, but yeah, I wanted to get guests on at least the first half year or whatever, and we've already passed our first half year of this new show. So good stuff. Want everybody to get excited. Hey, Cowboys off a week, so we'll have plenty to talk about next Sunday as well, but yeah, Cowboys off a week. I'm sure we'll talk Red River rivalry. Say that three times fast. And as the Sooners and Texas hook up, we'll call it the Exit Twins, whatever they are. But I think Oklahoma wins that game. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be fairly high scoring, you know, like, what's high scoring anymore? We don't have 50s in the Big 12 anymore. We have 20s. 30s fairly high. When two teams have, you know, over and under 70, 75, that's a pretty good number nowadays. As teams are realizing, you know what? When you are a spread team and you just go, and you only take about a minute off the field, your defense is going to be on the field the entire game. And that was part of the problem for years at Oklahoma State, but also other Big 12 teams. If your offense is a score-quick offense, your defense doesn't get much of a breather, and they're the ones chasing everybody, so they get tired faster than the offense. Well, when you have 100 plays, I don't know how many plays Oklahoma State had yesterday defensively or how many they've had this year per game, but I know when they had 100, man, it was usually just a brutal, brutal thing. What do we got there? Oh, over and under OU by 3.5, or the line's 3.5 and over and under 65. That's about right. I mean, I could see a 33-30 type score. But slight favorite. That's a virtual pick'em game. I'll be surprised to see if that line changes at all. It'll go down, if anything. It'll be more close to a pick'em by game time as all the Texas oil billionaires out there go, 3.5-point dogs, no way. You know, we're going to win this game. They're going to go out there and bet their money. And it was every million gets bet. It's a point or something like that off the over and under in Vegas. So be interesting to see. I want to thank Bill Van Ness, by the way, for keeping us on the air for you and answering the phones and all that good stuff. And thank Scott Swiden as well for guesting and all great sponsors. That's going to do it. Have a great, great week, everyone.